Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
John Huntsman, the former governor of Utah, is another Republican who says cost is an issue in Afghanistan and a major withdrawal should begin soon. And his opinion just started counting a little bit more. The Mormon millionaire, who was until recently President Obama's former ambassador to China, formally entered the 2012 presidential race today, announcing his candidacy with a Statue of Liberty behind him on the spot where Ronald Reagan announced his campaign in 1980 and sounding a little Reagan-esque.
For the first time in history, we are passing down to the next generation a country that is less powerful, less compassionate, less competitive, and less confident than the one we got. This, ladies and gentlemen, is totally unacceptable, and it is totally un-American.
John Huntsman announcing his candidacy. He's a little known centrist, but the Daily Beast says a Huntsman campaign is so crazy it might work, even though our next guest says Huntsman at times reminds him of that 1980 Saturday Night Live character, the unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Matt Bai covers national politics for the New York Times Magazine. His profile of John Huntsman appears in this coming Sunday's magazine. Matt, why the comparison to the unfrozen caveman lawyer?
That's great. I'm glad you found that clip. That's, it's so funny. Not in any literal way. I don't want to be, in fact, I said in the piece, in a kind way. And the comparison being that he's been in China for 2 years where he really didn't have an intimate knowledge of what was going on in Republican politics, and he sometimes just sounds out of step with the Republican electorate when he talks about we're not going to get personal and there's no reason to be angry at President Obama. And the way I put it is, you know, in the piece is, you know, I'm kind of like a caveman. I don't know anything about your birthers or your Tea Party, you know, but I know this. And there's a way in which he seems to be from another moment of Republican politics. I'm not saying that can't work. In fact, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just
Well, you write about how one Tea Party voter approached him and asked if he would eviscerate President Obama, and he said, you know, that's not what we should be about. But on the other hand, didn't you come across Republicans in New Hampshire who were kind of looking for the candidate to sort of end run the Tea Party movement?
Yeah, I don't think it's a crazy theory. I mean, it's interesting. What he said was, well, that's a losing strategy for the next Republican candidate. Well, I think he's probably right about that. It may also be a losing strategy in the primaries, and herein we have the whole issue that every candidate faces in a primary fight. You know, but I keep hearing it said all morning, he positions himself as a moderate. I don't think that's quite right. I don't think you'll find a lot of ideological difference between Governor Huntsman and some of the other candidates who aren't running to the far right, including Mitt Romney. What he believes is that there is a lane, a vacuum there for conservative to moderate voters and independents who will vote in New Hampshire particularly and in some other states who may not be thrilled with Romney as a front runner, who may not see him as a very authentic politician in particular, but who don't really think the Tea Party moment is very beneficial or reflects their politics. And, you know, the question is, do they want and can they embrace an alternative to Governor Romney, who seems more comfortable and more constant in his political identity?
Well, of course, people are going to compare them, not just because Mitt Romney is right now the front runner, but because they both have this sort of, a clean-cut look. They're both Mormon. They're both family men. They've both spent time in Utah. So give us more of a thumbnail. Who is John Huntsman? You write you couldn't really categorize him as a moderate, but he does believe that climate change is impacted by human behavior. He backed civil unions. Tell us more about him. Give us the thumbnail.
Yeah, sure. Don't forget they're both rich. That's a big deal. Huntsman's father is one of the wealthiest men in the world. The civil unions thing may be, in fact, the biggest outlier. He's a little more moderate on immigration and climate change, but really he's kind of where Republicans used to be before the sort of tornado, that took the party in the last several years. He's kind of where John McCain was on some of these issues. I think the question around Governor Huntsman, the one you're articulating, is what is his argument for the direction he wants to take the country? You know, they said in a release this morning that I saw, you'll hear things in his speech that you won't hear from other candidates. Well, I didn't hear that. I mean, there was the call to civility. that he didn't want to get personal with the president, and that is a stylistic difference. But what is his policy difference, and where is he ultimately at the end of the day going to say, look, here's how the country needs to be governed, here's where the party needs to go, and it's not where my opponents think it needs to go. That is what successful presidential candidates most often do, and I think Governor Huntsman's, I don't think he's not necessarily going to be able to do that. I think he's just behind in the process.
What do we know, if anything, he wants to do on the economy, the biggest issue in voters' minds?
Well, it's interesting. He talked a lot in New Hampshire, and he did not mention it today in the speech, which struck me, because at every stop in New Hampshire, he said, we need a new industrial revolution in this country. And I thought it was a very interesting formulation. His notion was to free up innovators and free enterprise to go out and learn to manufacture the next generation of goods and services. He didn't do that today, and I wonder if it's because it struck me that it sounds a little backward-looking. When you talk about industrial revolution, I think we all have these visions of sweatshops and factories and people with sewing machines, and I'm not sure that's the image you really want to convey.
Well, on the right, the National Review Online is saying today that Huntsman had the best record on job creation among former Republican governors running for president. On the left, well, it's kind of funny because if the White House praises him as their ambassador to China, that would doom him with many Republican voters. But you mentioned just image, and I just want to ask, how do you think he'll handle that part of the job of running for president? Today, he and his wife and seven children walked kind of awkwardly across a large grass field. There's stagecraft demanded of a presidential candidate. There's endurance demanded in the field. Your sense, having traveled with him, of how he'll do with that?
Well, you know, he's not great. I wouldn't say he's great at stagecraft. He's a pretty genuine guy. You got to try pretty hard not to like John Huntsman personally. So I don't think he's going to come across particularly slick. I don't think he's always going to look comfortable with the theater of politics. But I don't think it matters. I think his bet is somewhere else, and it's that genuine sense I'm describing really comes through. I think he wants to contrast himself with Romney, a guy who they always talk about. Is he wearing a tie? Is he not wearing a tie? Where is he on this position this week? And I think, you know, the strength that Huntsman wants to project is that he's very comfortable in himself and his family is very comfortable, and they're the same people tomorrow that they were today and will be the same people the day after. And that, I think, is somewhat of a strength for him. But, you know, Robin, just very quickly, you mentioned something else about his record in job creation. I was really surprised, both in New Hampshire and today in the announcement speech, at how little he talks about his record. I don't really understand it. He's got a pretty good conservative record in the 4 years he served, the four-plus years. He was reelected with 78% of the vote in Utah. Why you spend something like 90 seconds or whatever it was, halfway through the speech talking about that record, it sort of boggles my mind. I just don't get it.
Matt Bai, chief political correspondent for the New York Times Magazine, a caucus blogger for nytimes.com, and author of The Argument, Billionaires, Bloggers, and the Battle to Remake Democratic Politics. Matt, thanks as always.
Anytime. Thanks, Robin.